Joining me, Shazia Ilmi of the BJP, Sanjay Jha of the Congress, Rahul Mehra, the Supreme Court lawyer and sports enthusiast, and someone who's been fighting for a long time for clean sport, not just Olympic sport, all sport. Mansher Singh, frequently in our studio, the Olympian. Great to have you once again on this program. Rahul, there is a certain amount of hypocrisy, isn't there, when you've got BJP leaders attending this meet where Suresh Kalmadi and Abhay Chautala were nominated unanimously to get this honorary post. And on the other hand, you've got the sports minister saying that, look, we are preaching only clean selections and only to those who are clean and not tainted with any crime for any post. So isn't there a fundamental hypocrisy over there?
Absolutely, Vishnu, but that's been the bane of Indian sports because, you know, politicians cutting across party lines have thronged and controlled Indian sports and various federations right at the top. And I've been, solely voicing my, raising my voice against these issues for the last 20 years. And I've been saying the very same thing. Unfortunately, governments come and governments go. But it's only the activism in the courts and the courts themselves have ensured transparency and accountability over the years. Even today, Vishnu, as we talk, in the last month of which is December of 2000, this month, in fact, December of 2016, on 15th and 20th of December, two critical hearings happened in the before the division bench of Delhi High Court, where I had raised the issue of that of IOA and archery and the Football Association. The Football Association had gone in for elections which were completely illegal elections, where the entire electoral college was unanimously elected, and therefore that is sub judice. Now, archery and IOA, their elections were overdue. So I requested the court, and the court passed that order that wherever the elections are overdue, the government should ensure that the elections happen before 31st of March 2017, which is why the frenzy in the AGM of the IOA, because the elections are to be conducted as per the government sports code. And the government sports code talks about age and tenure restrictions and various other things. Now, the backdrop of this, Vishnu, is that the government sports code is nothing but an amalgamation of rules and guidelines which have been created in 1975, which were not being implemented by various governments since 1975 till 2010 when I took them in a PIL to court. And all I was asking for was what the Government of India Ministry of Sport should have asked for themselves, wanting to implement their own document. And even today, as I talked with you, Vishnu, through your medium to the people of India, the biggest resistance that I get in the court of law is from the government lawyer and the government agencies and the sports ministry.
Saying what?
Why can't they, in unison...
What is their biggest
saying
opposition?
Saying their biggest opposition is they do not want... In the one voice, they cannot, in the open court, say that age and tenure restrictions should not be implemented. But everything that they do is to support the defaulting and violating federation. So I will give you an example. Archery Association of India, which was headed for last 45 years by Mr. Vijay Kumar Malhotra, and it's documented. I wasn't even born at that point in time, when he was the first time president, and he continued an unending and uninterrupted tenure for 44 years, 45 years. And at the time when he demitted, which is 2 years back, he demitted only when the incumbent government made him the chairman of the National Advisory Council of Sports in India. So you have now given him the topmost position when he is 86 or 87 years of age to create policy
of sports
in India. Surely we have Abhinav Bindras, we have Rajyavardhan Singh Rathors, we have these icons and legendary people in sports who have brought laurels to the country. Why can't they be the head of these agencies?
So Shazia, would you
I
care
mean,
to...
I don't want to get...
No, I got to bring in Shazia and the others now. Rahul, I take every single
Yes,
point
I would
that
want to
make.
Say a lot of things and I would like to...
Go ahead. Shazia, why is it that
I've been listening to this. I've been listening to this entire discussion carefully. Yeah, I would like to. First of all, I would like to say that you brought this question of hypocrisy and double standards. But I think the story today, and I think all of us, including the preceding speaker, who's an AAP spokesperson, Rahul Mehra, and you should really applaud the stand of sports ministry at this point
please,
of time,
please check
which
your,
is taking
I'm
on
not.
In no small
Vishnu,
terms.
I'm not an AAP
IOC.
Spokesperson.
No, let me finish. Let me finish, sir. It takes 2 minutes. I heard you all. I heard
Shazia,
all of you, sir.
Shazia,
I heard all of you.
Right.
Let me finish. It just takes 2 minutes. So first of all...
Okay, Shazia,
Shazia, hold on for one
Rahul,
moment. We've got Abhay Chautala on the phone line.
I know that. And so when
okay,
I saw you...
All right, he's, we don't have him anymore. Shazia, continue.
I'm
go ahead, Shazia.
Right.
One second. Shazia and Rahul, if you're both going to talk,
yes.
then
so,
nothing is going to be achieved.
Okay, whatever. Let me
Rahul,
say,
you've
okay,
had your opportunity. Let Shazia make a point. Shazia, go ahead. Yeah.
It's not about you at all. It's not...
Thank you.
So the only point I wish to make, I'm sure there is a lot of filth out there. And there's a lot, and it's a deep entrenched rot in our sports federations. But I think if IOC, and I really want to question the membership and, you know, how these IOC members are there who want to elect and honor Suresh Kalmadi at this point of time. If the sports ministry, if the sports minister takes them on, despite the fact that there were some BJP members also present, I think it says a lot for the sports ministry. Instead of finding hypocrisy and conspiracy everywhere, let's call a spade and say a great beginning has been made. At least somebody is standing strong and the supreme government body is saying that we will not accept.
I don't think anybody
we will
disagrees
with,
that.
With this body.
I don't think anybody disagrees
appointments
with that.
Are honored.
Shazia, nobody disagrees with that. And I think this.
No, I heard your question and
has
all
been
your
very
entire
questioning
was about.
This.
No, but let's say that first. So let's say that first. Yes, and I think it's great. So first of all, let's applaud that. Now, secondly, you said a lot of BJP members were also
not
present
lot.
There.
There was one. Apparently, there were
the
more, but I have been able
there
to identify
like
one.
There was Anurag Thakur, who's obviously a part of... Agreed. So as per your report and your reportage,
carry on,
if
yeah.
there was one or more, despite that, having known that, if the sports minister and the government can make such a strong stand, an unequivocal stand, I think, first of all, it has to be applauded. I think a lot is terribly wrong with the way our system works.
So would you
works,
therefore say that it was wrong for Mr. Thakur to have
say,
been there?
Yes,
let us deal with
let's
this one on. Issue and get it over with, Shazia, because the minister wasn't willing to tell
no,
me
see,
directly.
I don't know. See,
does the BJP
all,
say
no,
that Mr. Thakur should at least have
no,
gone
no.
on record and clarified whether or not
for,
he was in favor of Abhay Chautala or Mr. Kalmadi being given the lifetime post? Why hasn't that happened so far? All day
but see,
today,
that's the point.
Mr. Thakur has not clarified his position.
Even if Anurag, yes, first of all, I don't know. Yes, let me finish. Yeah, first of all, I would like to say if Anurag was there or was not there, if he clarifies or does not clarify, but that clarification does not matter.
Oh, it doesn't?
Even if he was for Suresh Kalmadi, and even if he was not, it doesn't matter. The
Why?
Sports minister has gone ahead and taken a strong stand. That means it has to be not party politics which will play,
okay.
or not individual
okay, fair
nepotism
enough.
That goes on in these
Sanjay
circles,
Jha,
but
Sanjay Jha,
stand,
Shazia makes an important point.
So
she says
point
even if there was a BJP member who was present over there, the sports minister has taken a very proactive stand. It's not just BJP. There are Congress. There are other leaders over there affiliated to other parties. The AGM, for example, the Aham Gana Parishad. And these bodies have always had politicians at the very top. Is this really something that needs to be looked at as through a political prism? Or is it more about deeply entrenched corrupt values in Indian sports administration?
You know, Vishnu, I'll make two quick points here. Number one, as far as Anurag Thakur of the BJP is concerned, I mean, what other proof do you need that the Supreme Court of India had to actually tell him apologize or go to jail in the case of what was clear perjury in terms of the way he was trying to influence the ICC on a Supreme Court decision. So anyway, it
Let's
talks
talk
to you about a high
Kalmadi
level of political
of the Congress,
immorality.
Sir, first. That's
and,
the question.
Miss Ilmi kindly allows somebody to speak. The point that we need to understand, I remember when Ajay Makan was the sports minister in the UPA government, he moved a bill which would have really brought in a lot of transparency and accountability, including what Rahul Mehra rightly mentioned about a cap on tenures, having limited scope for politicians to have an unending run in sports federations. I'm also a sports fan, by the way. And Vishnu, I will tell you this without, you know, batting an eyelid. The extent of political interference in Indian sports is one of the principal reasons why India does not do well in Olympics or many other competitive international non-cricket sports. So the truth is, and Shazi, I'm not getting into politics here, but the truth is that all political parties to some extent are guilty for allowing their own patronage to supersede the governance of very, very elegant and eminent sports in India. And I think it needs to be strongly condemned if today Mr. Anurag Thakur, in full knowledge that Mr. Kalmadi and Mr. Chautala have serious charge sheets against them. They have not been convicted. Perhaps that is true. Nevertheless, because that issue led to the suspension of the IOA, Mr. Thakur should have exercised high degree of conservative kind of an approach before approving Mr. Kalmadi and Mr. Chautala to be long-lasting permanent presidents of the IOA.
Over here.
I think that's a violent and blatant misuse of authority.
As an Olympian, Manchet, when you see old people deeply entrenched in their political values for decades running the show in Indian sporting federations, how, in your experience, has it directly impacted Indian sport?
Well, it has, because I remember the first Olympics I went for was in 84. And the same kind of problems happened, what happened in Rio, the mess with the officials. And this actually impacts the athlete who's at the games directly, because they are there to achieve a purpose. And you have these officials who are actually just enjoying themselves and not really bothered. And it really impacts their performances. So the problem is coming, it's been there for the last 34 years. Nothing has changed, and I don't see anything going to change. But I hope, you know, when these kind of things come out, you find some kind of solace in the government possibly taking up action and trying to, to make sure these things don't happen. In the morning when I picked up this newspaper and I saw this news, the first thing came to me.
Oh my God, it's happening all over again.
Here we go again. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? There must be some election, or there may be a end of term happening. So they're sort of conjuring up their numbers. So this has started all over again. And really, this is a year when I could say it. I feel, you know, having a life president for Indian Olympic Association is a big thing. Why not Abhinav Bindra? Because after all, he's retired now, and he could have really led the Indian Olympic Association in the right direction. We've seen the mess of Rio, and we know what caused it. I think it's high time that we sorted this mess out, and the government should step in. If it has to approach the Indian National Olympic Committee to find out whether this is allowed in the people who are charge-sheeted, people who are not supposed to be governing sport, be there? We have to take it to another level. It's not going to end otherwise.
You know, I have a letter, and I just want to zoom in on this letter before I bring Rahul back in. This was the letter of September 2013 that had been written by the International Olympic Association, warning the Indian Olympic Association to get its act together, otherwise they would be taken out. India would be taken out of the International Olympic fold. We were taken out. We were thrown out of the International Olympic fold until such time as the constitution of the IOA was changed and Mr. Abhay Chautala, who was then the president, had to actually step down. Rahul, my question to you is this. You know, it's not a very well-phrased letter in some parts, because they say charge-sheeted persons and charge-framed persons. And the point being over here is that a person who is charge-framed by Indian law cannot hold any position. But they don't use the word charge-sheeted while stating that they understand what charge-sheeted means in the Indian context. Is it because of the language used over here that many years down the road, you've got Suresh Kalmadi and Abhay Chautala saying, no, it doesn't apply to us. It's an honorary post and we can take it.
No, so it's partly right and partly wrong, Vishnu, your understanding, and let me clarify it. It was because of the December 2012, the elections were due in IOA. So in September of 2012, I went to court in my own PIL saying that these elections must be held in a transparent manner. And the order of the Delhi High Court was that, yes, these elections must happen according to the National Sports Code passed by the Government of India. And at that time, it was the Congress government in power. So it does not matter whether it's Congress or BJP or any other government. But the point I'm trying to make is it's court intervention which has always ensured transparency and accountability. And that subsequent to that, despite the court order, despite the IOC threatening IOA that if Mr. Chautala and Mr. Bhanot contest for elections, then we will have no other option but to suspend you. Nevertheless, the entire IOA body of 185 people, they unanimously elected these two individuals. And therefore, the IOC had no other option to suspend IOA. Subsequently, for 1 year, the entire reform process kicked in. And in 2013, December, before they were actually, the IOC lifted their ban on IOA,
amended IOA constitution was put into place, which was ratified by IOC and the Government of India, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, which brought in a clause that any person who is charge-sheeted by the court in India shall not hold any elected office. Now, the keywords were elected office. So what they have today done is they have circumvented this entire process by following the letter, but not the spirit of the law. The spirit said that charge-sheeted individuals should not be in IOA, but the letter said that it is only the officials who stand for elections. So now they have nominated people, they have handpicked individuals, created these parallel posts of chairman, advisor, life president, and so on and so forth across national sports federations, and put on this very same people who were debarred by IOC to be coming into IOA. In a clandestine manner, they have brought in these individuals to rule the roost again. So therefore, the government of India needs to step in, ensure and support my PIL in the court of law, because all I'm asking, once again I reiterate, is what the government of India should be doing on their own. Why should a Rahul Mehra have to go to a court of law? Why can't the government of India on their own, be it any political party, I don't want to...
Okay, Shazia wants to come in, and Sanjay will come to you after that. Rahul, one sec, let the others come in. Go ahead, yes. Shazia.
So I just want to make a small point. It's going back to basics. First of all, I'm shocked and surprised and disgusted by the members of IOC, whoever they are, to want somebody like Suresh Kalmadi to be on the top position, and as well for Abhay Chautala. For me, it's I agree with what Mansheer ji was saying. It is so disgusting. You know why? Because not only is it sycophancy and obviously a kind of a trade-off of some corrupt compensation they might have gotten earlier during the regime of these people, but it was also against sports. You know, and a point away from this, you know, I saw the film Dangal, and I feel so bad, as everybody in the hall did, about what us athletes go through at the hands of these of coaches who are ill-trained, who don't know anything. So I really think there should be a movement against this. Forget about party politics. Let's clean it up. It's embarrassing.
No,
we are a national shame, you know, when it comes to
Shazia,
members
of years,
IOC, that they want somebody like
movements.
Kalmadi. It is horrifying.
And it has to be said that the efforts of Rahul Mehra, who is your political adversary, have been instrumental in actually taking this entire process forward. There is no doubt about that. So it's not as if he's here as an AAP representative. He's been fighting this well before he joined the Aam Aadmi Party. But Sanjay, you had a point to make. We need to wrap this up soon. Go ahead.
You know, Vishnu, very briefly, I think, you know, what is stunning and in his flagrant, shall we say, luminousness, is the fact that despite the fact that the shenanigans of the IOA led to the suspension of it from the entire Olympics process, we are still seeing in full awareness of the repercussions of what can go wrong when you have people with charge sheets being given honorary positions. Why did the IOA take the decision that it did? I think it's a significant statement. This is not political. Anurag Thakur is a young MP of the BJP. He should be aware of the consequences of the decision that he was part of, you know, part of the group that ratified it. I think this shows that we have become very thick-skinned and brazen. And therefore, you know, all the effort of people like Rahul Mehra and others, you know, who have been passionately advocating the independence of sports federations will come to naught. And I think the political parties need to recognize that you can't be occupying positions in the BCCI or other sports bodies because you get patronage, you get publicity, you get fame, and possibly an opportunity to play around with the resources. I think this needs to be curbed, and it needs to be curbed in a very serious manner.
Okay, Mansheer, last word to you. How
Vishnu,
has
just 10
this...
Seconds.
What, Rahul, one second,
Vishnu,
Rahul.
10 seconds.
I just want to go to Mansheer first, and I'll come back to you if I do have time. How has this entire process how is what has happened now with Kalmadi and Chautala trying to get back, how is that by itself a setback to cleaning up Indian sport from a sportsperson's perspective?
Well, for one, I don't think any sportsperson who really loves the sport is going to get into sports administration, because this kind of thing happening can actually drive you, you know, to say, I don't want to get involved in something which is just too deep to fish in, because there is a mechanism here which has been there for years. The son follows the father, or somebody is put up as a proxy candidate and he'll remain there till you want, and the next person will be put up. So sports persons are not going to get involved in governing and administering sport, which is a big loss. We find it all over the world. So some of the top athletes, even Olympic gold medalists, go on to become the presidents of their associations, yes. Olympic associations. And that's brilliant because they bring a culture to it and they bring a sort of an enthusiasm, absolutely. Which actually leads a sport fraternity in that country to greater heights. That is not going to happen in this country unless we start with these kind of examples. I mean, they keep happening again and again.
Rahul, 10 seconds. We have to wrap this up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Vishnu. Vishnu, I just have a request to Sanjay Jha and Shazia Elmi. Would they accompany me to Sonia Gandhi and Mr. Narendra Modi and place before them that voluntarily, at least both these national parties should withdraw all their officials wherever they are, whichever post they are, in any sports federation in India, be it the national, state or district. Can we start a beginning? Can we make that sincere beginning?
Let's ask that question. Shazia, are you willing to do that?
You know, I'm all for it. I think Vijay Goyal has done an amazing thing by actually
so you are willing to sign. You are willing to sign this petition that Rahul talks about. There should be no politicians.
I'm talking about a prime minister who's done demonetization and
demonetization.
Yes,
we are not talking about demonetization.
I think we should talk to the sports minister because he represents.
Right.
No. You didn't hear me. I said I'm behind a prime minister. Who wants to root
what's wrong
out
with
all the corruption?
Rahul's petition?
This is the biggest step, demonetization. And now
it's
we have the sports minister. And the sports minister is talking about IOC severing times.
Sanjay, will
so
you give us a direct answer? Would you
government.
Be willing to sign a petition written by Rahul Mehra, taken to the Prime Minister,
so
saying there should be no politicians, no Congress politicians or any other party in any sporting federation in India? Are you willing to sign that?
You know, Vishnu, I think Rahul is fully aware of this. He and I have been on the same side on multiple debates on the same issue. I've always maintained that political positions being given in sports bodies has to be minimal. There are exceptional cases where politicians with limited tenures, if they bring about an effective administrative impact, well, they cannot be technically, fundamentally, you cannot bar them, but there should be caps, there should be limitations,
caps
and there has to be all kinds of, shall we say,
so at the end of the day, I'm wrapping this up because I'm completely out of time.
I
think we have summarized on this program the fundamental problem we have. Politicians cannot get out of Indian sports. And that at so many levels has not worked for us. Just look at the decades of sporting experience and sporting administration in this country. We'll take a short break. More coming up.